Career tech programs are taking a funding hit. A lab that studies the nation's groundwater resources has to stop its research. And a new book chronicles the making of a popular film in Osage County. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 22nd. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Career Tech is missing more than $7 million in federal funding for its adult education programs. Thomas Pablo reports the loss is due to the Trump administration's nationwide pause.
More than 30 services provide high school equivalency preparation, English learning, and civics education to adults across Oklahoma. Oklahoma Career Tech Director Brent Haken told his board the Trump administration paused their funding because dollars were going to, quote, illegals.
Our state does not pay in any other way for high school equivalency. That's the only way that we get them caught up is through that federal grant.
The money was included in a nationwide freeze that resulted in more than $6 billion in education allocations being frozen weeks before the upcoming school year. Nearly $78 million were frozen in Oklahoma. Those dollars were intended for multiple areas of education spending, like school staff development and civics education. I'm Thomas Pablo.
A decades-old research lab in Ada will stop research operations under a directive from the Environmental Protection Agency. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has that story.
The Robert S. Kerr Environmental Research Center is one of 10 labs in the U.S. that will shutter under the EPA's restructuring plan. The center opened in the 1960s, and it studies the nation's groundwater resources. Christine Pappas directs the Water Resource Policy Management Master's Program at East Central University. She's in regular contact with workers at the lab who have been reduced from about 60 employees to 27 as of Monday morning.
For this to just be a senseless cut for a very low amount of money is affecting the future of science probably forever for the United States.
The EPA says it will save nearly $750 million by eliminating its research arm nationwide. It also proposed a new Office of Applied Science and Environmental Solutions. Pappas says the Ada facility, which will remain under federal ownership, could be absorbed by the new office if it gets approved by Congress. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
New research shows working a full-time job at a minimum wage is not enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment anywhere in Oklahoma. Sierra Pfeiffer has the latest findings from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition.
Minimum wage in Oklahoma has been the same for close to 16 years. It's $7.25. At this rate, a minimum wage worker has to work an average of 93 hours, or more than two full-time jobs, to afford a modest one-bedroom rental apartment anywhere in the state. Last year, an initiative petition to raise the minimum wage garnered nearly double the number of needed signatures. But Oklahomans won't be able to vote on the proposal until June 2026. The waiting period was set by Governor Kevin Stitt and marked the longest delay for an initiative petition vote in a decade. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
An Oklahoma tribe is celebrating indigenous journalism and storytelling through a new photo book. Katie Hallam tells us more about the Killers of the Flower Moon memento.
The book is a 190-page collection of article snippets and photographs documenting indigenous outlet Osage News' coverage of the filming of Killers of the Flower Moon. The book begins with pre-production coverage, such as casting calls, and ends with the red carpet walk featuring tribal dancers. Osage citizen and editor Shannon Shaw Duty says the book is a time capsule and a showcase of the power of indigenous journalism.
The community just came out in droves to ask questions or look at this, or I recognize this, and they would tell stories about their families, about their ancestors, and we thought, well, what better way than a photo book?
Books are currently limited in availability and can be purchased through the Osage News website. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcast, online, and on the air. Your support is needed now more than ever due to the recent elimination of our federal funding. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.